Hector, H-E-C-T-O-R, Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N, 527-79. Today is 317. Hector is a, let's see, 43-year-old gentleman who comes in today complaining of left leg pain, left knee swelling, and left ankle pain. Patient does welding, but he was mowing his yard. After he mowed his yard, he had some pain in his Achilles tendon. There's some redness there, but he also had some swelling in his left Achilles tendon, left knee. He's had a history of gouty arthritis, and he's been drinking a lot of beer and eating a lot of seafood, and he thinks that's what be causing his problem. Here in the paragraph, he also has some issues in the groin. Medical problems, he has no diabetes, no high blood pressure, doesn't take any medication, surgery, non-allergy, penicillin, immunization. His COVID immunization up to date, social. He does smoke, he does drink alcohol, he's married, he does like to have party and consume a lot of meat, red meat and seafood. Family history non-contributory. Review of system as above. He weighs 120, his weight not recorded because he's in too much pain. Blood pressure 123 over 70. Pulse is 68. Respiration is 18 at febrile. 98.1 and O2 side is 99%. Heart pulses, holes of two lungs are clear. Abdomen is up. There's effusion about the left knee, but there's no redness. There's no heat. There's also slight, what looks like an insect bite about the left Achilles tendon. There's also no evidence of lymphadenopathy in the groin region. Period. The paragraph, left knee pain, most likely gouty arthritis. Number two, I looked at his knee and the vessels above, below, and in the groin region, no sign of DVT or lymphadenopathy noted. Ultrasound is quite negative. Number two, there is some tenderness noted about the Achilles tendon because of skin issues and redness, most likely an insect bite. I'm going to treat that with antibiotics. Next number, no lymphadenopathy again. Next number, I gave him Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one is I put him on Keflex, 500, 2 POBID, Medrol dose back. Next number, I also gave him allopurinol to start on Monday. And 300 milligram one today. Next number, he needs blood work, but he wants to hold off on blood work at this time. Next number is reevaluate in 24 hours, if not better. Discuss with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.